Right, okay, we're going to say a big hello to Killatrix. Hello, Killatrix.
Hey, evening.
We're half of Killatrix.
Hello.
There's a
story about only being half of Killatrix, which I feel partially responsible for, which we will discuss after the session, I think. But at the moment, nice stripped-down acoustic versions of three songs that we're going to get from you tonight. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. All right, which song have we got first?
Okay, so first we're going to do Bones.
Okay, and I'm now multitasking, so brilliant. When you're ready.
Awesome.
Cool.
There's no answer to reach your end for, no reach for better, no you won't ever, now this is over, these schemes have fed my dreams alive, cause every time you pull me near, I'm bitten by disaster, the memory wouldn't drag me clear, I'm so not feeling. There's no question for you to ask for. There's nothing faster and nothing worth more. Now this is over. I keep on holding on to die. Cause every time you pull me near, I'm bitten by disaster. The memory.
Fantastic. Always have to apologise every time I got a band in that I'm always outnumbered and I'm the audience. I'm always outnumbered by the performance. So, although it may sound like a paltry round of applause, it was 100% of the audience who was clapping. So, yeah, it's very good. Yeah, yeah. It's the first time I've heard a song like that. I think I've heard it quite a lot noisier and with a lot more instruments than that before.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got the second song coming up. What's the second one going to be?
This next one's called Dumb. Again, it's going to sound really strange.
Fantastic. Okay.
Right. Are you ready?
voice in the back of my thoughts, here I come. Now I'm got to feel a guide, something that'll pull me back on course, here I come. Dumb, ready or not, listening to the voice in the back of my thoughts, here I come. Now I'm got to feel a guide, something that'll pull me out of this. Star shines so bright tonight, tell me I'm alright tonight. Your eyes are silhouettes on the horizon, your eyes are my two suns rising. Star shines so bright tonight, tell me I'm alright tonight. Your eyes are silhouettes on the horizon, your eyes are my two suns rising.
Absolutely brilliant, Dumb. That was fantastic. I mean, you may say they sound weird, but as standalone acoustic songs, sounding really, really good.
It's nice to actually strip back, actually.
It's kind of it's difficult for a band that's quite as loud and electronic and noisy to actually do the strip back songs, because they're always, oh, this is weird, this isn't what we expect. But it's a completely different set.
Yeah,
it's
like, I love
completely...
it, and we don't have to carry as much, which is even better.
Yeah, and it's and it takes next to no time to set up, although I did have trouble finding the mics and the cables and everything beforehand, but even so, it's nice and easy. Right, we're gonna have one more song. This is an oldie, which I think are you re-recording this one? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's all been redone, and we've recorded a video for it as well, which hopefully should be edited and ready for the new year. So.
Cool. Okay, and this song is going to be Firefight.
Yeah? Firefight, yeah.
Okay, when you're ready.
Think that looking back, how it makes stupid choices splat out, questioning what just happened now. What just happened now? Claw that panic, you can never be that obvious. Could you, for God's sake, cover up? You're a passenger, you're not having fun. Slipping out the universe, blink and you missed it. Never existed. Over now, it's all over now. Everything is normal, everything is okay. Nothing seems to make sense, spinning like a motorway down. You're irrational. Gets higher, higher and higher the soul. 3 million voices fill that hole. You fight, fight with fire. The temperature gets higher. Bye. Thank you very much.
Very nice indeed. Three songs from Killer Tricks. That was excellent, Firefight. That was the third and final song. But don't go away. We're going to be having a chat with the with half the band who got the right date straight after this song. From their recent album, Feel Something, that was the history of apple pie and Snowball. And hello to Cindy and Sam.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, yes, thank you very much for the session. Sounding really good. Was
thank
that your,
you very much.
No problem at all. Was that your first, it wasn't your first acoustic session like that, was it?
No, it's the first in a while, but it's not our first acoustic set, no.
You've done a few. Yeah, first one for us, of course. You've done one electronic, big noisy, lots
yes,
of drum
I
set.
That, yeah, just out there.
in the other side of the building. Yeah, that's 18 months ago now. That was quite
that
a while ago. Yeah, yeah, the creative sessions that we set up there. That was the last time we did it. We're going to do it again next year. Okay, so let's pretend we don't know each other at all. So let's start from the beginning. Let's talk about the band. How did it all get together?
Well, we all rehearsed in a wonderful studio called Shutterfall Studios in Kelvedon.
That's a great name for a studio, Shutterfall.
Yeah, no, we've all been rehearsing in other bands previously to this one. And the guy who owns it is a really good friend of all of ours. And he asked me one day, will you come and sing on some tracks for me? So I was like, yeah, of course, definitely.
All right, is that Peter?
That is Peter.
Okay, that's the missing link. Peter put us together. And Peter, who I inadvertently told, oh, yeah, we're doing the interview on the 14th of November. Is that okay? And that's why we don't have Chris and Paul here today, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, they're manning the studio tonight.
I feel partially responsible for them not being here because I couldn't read my diary. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so that was Peter, asked you together. And were you in different kind of bands? Was it the same kind of music or
all different things?
Yeah.
Everyone was from all different kinds of music, and we just got together, and in the room it really works, so we're happy with that.
Okay. And it was Peter's idea. Was it Peter's idea to put the band together? Was it something
kind of by accident, really. He asked me to sing on the tracks, and he was like, oh, I need to put some bass on this. So we got Chris in, and Chris laid some bass down. Then he got Paul in to put some drums down to get a finished track, and then he was like, we were kind of just like, oh, it sounds good. Let's make this a thing. So, yeah, now we're Killer Tricks.
And that was a couple of years ago, was it?
Yeah, about 2.5 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we've had Sam for about 2 years because he was last one in.
Yeah, why choose the name Killer Tricks?
I wish we had a really good story, but we don't. It's just awesome. I think it was just going round previously. And
it's
we're
a really,
like, yeah,
it's
like
a really cool standing name. I think that's why we dropped with it.
And also, people haven't taken the name for their Twitters and Facebooks and things like that.
So
that is a result. If anyone wants to get hold of us, all you've got to do is type Killer Tricks into Google.
And you're everywhere.
I haven't said that now.
Yeah.
Someone's going to go and do something on it.
There's probably a metal band in Brazil as we speak putting it together. How would you describe yourself to someone who hasn't heard you or seen you play?
This is a great one. We always talk about this because it is a different sort of eclectic sound, and you know, it's a cliche, all bands say they sound different, but we genuinely believe that it is different, and the best way we can come up with as describing it is if you imagine No Doubt being remixed by DJ Fresh,
right?
And you've kind of got it there. That really works. You got your rocky elements and then the electro and the sort of
you use this word on your Facebook, electro dirt, which I think sums it up quite. If that wasn't a genre before, it should be one now.
Well, it is now. Yeah. We're making that one.
I mean, on your Facebook, you list a number of influences as well, quite diverse as well. You have, I've got the list in front of me. You've got Janelle Monáe and My Chemical Romance and Mia, and then you No Doubt there, of course, and Bjork as well. And it's quite a diverse. Is everybody who has got somebody that they bring into the pot then?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for the two of you, which one of these artists on your influences do you think influences you more than where you see them? You think, yeah, that's what I'm trying to nail. I'm trying to get there.
I know what you'll say.
What am I going to say? Go on.
My Chem.
Yeah, but that's just because I admire the songwriting of My Chemical Romance more than anything, really. But for vocal-wise, for singers, I have quite a few girl rockers that I quite enjoy, like Lizzie Howe from Hailstorm and... Mm-hmm. Maria from In This Moment, obviously Gwen Stefani, No Doubt. So they're my influences, really.
Who's the Bjork fan?
Oh, we all like Bjork. Yeah. That's a bit of all of us.
How can you not, really?
Well, this is true. Well, you know, that's one person in herself who's gone through pretty much every genre and every style from start to finish. Yeah.
She has. I still keep finding new videos all the time of her doing crazy stuff. It's great.
It's, yeah, pretty diverse. Oh, God, you don't want to know how many years ago I first saw the Sugar Cubes. Too long ago. 1991 in Brixton, I think. I don't know. Quite a long time ago. Yeah, happy days. Anyway, so you'd pick... how about you, Sam? Who would you go for?
At the moment, I'm still all out metal at the moment.
Right.
So, Avenged Sevenfold are definitely topping it at the moment.
You love Taylor Swift, don't you?
Yeah, Taylor Swift. I just bought her new album, and I actually think that's really good.
There's no shame in liking stuff that's very different to the stuff you play. And
of course, you know. That's the beauty of being a band with these guys, is that when I was introduced, anyway, Chris will just pull bands out of the hat and you have no idea who he's talking about, so you've got to go and listen.
Yep.
So you end up hearing all different kinds of music, and it's the way forward. But yeah, I'm at the moment it's full out metal for me. Really,
he is the metalhead.
That or Disney theme tunes, but they love it.
Disney theme tunes are suddenly very big. There are a couple of people around this area who do not a living, but you know that's their thing. You know, they'll go to gigs and they'll just do what is it, Let It Go and things like that. You know,
I haven't gone as far as that yet.
We're
old Disney here.
Yeah, old Disney's better than new Disney. Unfortunately, I got kids. Unfortunately, I get kids and they have Disney Channel on in the house all the time, so it does kind of go in one ear and out the other with me. I first saw you supporting, was it Sonic Boom 6, I think, at Chinnery a couple of years ago.
Ever show.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow, and I was there. That was
very much.
It's true. And I was there, that was nearly 2 years ago, I think, beginning of last year, wasn't it?
That gig was, 2 weeks after I joined?
Yeah, Sam literally learned the whole thing.
Right.
We kind of threw him at the deep end because we had another guitarist at the time, and sadly he had to leave for our commitments. But
two weeks
before the gig, we were like, oh no.
That wasn't bad for your first gig. I don't remember you having notes all over the stage saying, you know, what the chords are and what the lyrics are and things like that. Which,
no,
we don't have notes. We still just make it up as we go.
So we caught you very early on, because I caught your first gig, and then we did the creative session, which was about 2 months later, here in the foyer in the Brentwood Centre, and that was good. But it's been, we kind of lost touch a little bit since then. This is the first time that, you know, we've spoken in 18 months or so, and times have been very busy, haven't they? You've had a couple of singles out. You've had a single out earlier this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been fairly busy. We've had a few bits out, a few releases. A couple of tracks out. Well, obviously, we're not pushing too much out too early. We're still working really hard in the studio.
Yeah, that's where we hide.
We still have lots of writing to do. Writing is a bit of an endless process, as you probably know, as any artist will know. And we're of mindset where we don't want to release anything until we really are happy with it. You can get on our SoundCloud, you can get little demos. We'll put out little demos and stuff of little bits of tracks so you can have a listen anyway. But yeah, we've really been concentrating on that. I mean, since the creative sessions here, we've played a few really good gigs. We've been really lucky with some of the gigs we've played.
Are there any particular that stand out for you that you really enjoyed?
Brownstock we played in 2013.
Brownstock Festival, which is good, main stage. Which I'm happy about. So
which was huge, brilliant.
For our first year of a band, getting on main stage at... Brownstock was really good. And also we've thanks to the guys at AT Music in Rettenden, we played V Festival. We actually played two or three times.
That must have been a great experience, really, you know, come from nothing to end up at the I know you weren't the act before Justin Timberlake, but which is probably just as well.
I think we're on at the same time, actually.
But I mean, what was the experience like for that? Because you played you played a couple of times, didn't you, over the weekend?
Yeah, we had a great gig on the Friday night, obviously because Justin Timberlake wasn't there at that time. So
that always improves the ambience.
That was great fun. And Saturday, obviously, during the day we played again, and then in the evening we played. In the evening we went on 5 minutes after Justin Timberlake went on, which was a really good move on our part. But it's just great experience playing somewhere like Vivo's.
I mean, the thing is, though, of course, if Justin Timberlake is on and you're on, you know that the people in front of you, okay, you're not going to have thousands of people. Yeah. You know they really want to be there. Yeah. They don't want to be.
I'm so grateful for them as well. It was great for them to come and check us
Either
out.
Either that or they're really not into Justin Timberlake.
Good opportunity for them really to go around and discover some local bands, I would have thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Well, that essentially was the idea behind V, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, they do occasionally pay lip service to what's happening in Essex. You're absolutely right. So you've had some other gigs as well, haven't you? And,
yes.
How's that going? Because it does seem that what you said earlier is very true. You are spending a lot of time writing, not so much time on the road testing what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, we're going to change
that
then.
That is all set to change. But as you say, as soon as we're ready, we are a band of perfectionists when it gets to the rehearsal studio, and we're not happy taking stuff out unless we're ready.
We had a busy summer though, didn't we?
Yeah, we've done it a couple of times, but
quite a few times in London this year. Actually.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we've been branching out there. Yeah.
Oh, any
trying to get on the scene?
Any particular
Queen of Hoxton?
Hoxton's
the best
one.
Yeah. Good crowd.
Amazing.
It was packed. Absolutely rammed. Yeah. That was the Matt Hall night.
Oh, right.
And it was fancy. So there was loads of fancy dress people there as well, weren't they? They were great.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. We played with a band called Fella as well, and I think they're doing quite well now. They're really great.
Yeah, yeah. No, some of those places, I mean, people knock Hoxton and Shoreditch and so on, but they do have people turn up at gigs there, which is nice. They do support. They do support bands that they don't know.
London is a music going city. So they say.
Lot of venues. So
there's lots of venues, lots of bands, and lots of people.
Break the London circuit. People like to see bands they know works.
It can be difficult. I'm sure we've all been to London and seen brilliant bands playing to about 20 people just because there's a sort of 500 venues open that night. You know, there's not a lot you can do about that.
Same street.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are recording a debut album.
We are.
And that's still in progress. Obviously, you're based around Shut Up Fool, which has got to be helpful. How's the recording going?
It's going really well so far. We keep it all in-house as well. So
it's all DIY. Everything
we do, we do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Which is a really good thing at the same time as being not such a great thing.
Yeah.
Because when you want to finish something, obviously a week later you go, oh, we want to change that a little bit, and then you're inclined to change that a little bit.
It's a bit of a set deadline that you would normally have if you're in a studio up in London or something.
But things are moving pretty swiftly, so we're well past demo stage now, and sort of well into starting to properly record everything. So, I mean, the proper recording process doesn't take too long. The writing, the demoing part is the long part beforehand. So, hopefully we're set. We'd like to be set for sort of January, February time to get something out. But I'm not going to make any promises. It might even be earlier than that.
I was just about to ask if January, February was a promise. It sounded, it's near enough to almost be a promise, isn't it?
Not quite. We've got a new video first, though. That we're going to release, which is obviously a firefight video.
And has that been recorded yet?
Yeah, videoed. We had a slight setback with it, but it will be released.
Right. Okay. Not too serious a setback. Someone did put the film in the camera. That kind of, it wasn't that kind of thing.
Yeah. Hours and hours and hours of footage is definitely recorded.
Wouldn't be the first. Yeah. Because you recorded a great video. We were talking about it earlier for Supersonic, which
was our latest release,
which came out about 6 months ago now. I think, wasn't it? It was quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was at Shut Up Fool in a tiny little room full of mirrors and lights
the sauna room.
Yes. Sweatbox.
That was a great, great song, great video. We played it a lot on Phoenix and various shows as well. We gave that a bit of airplay. It was always good to let the bands know that we're supporting their stuff, so that they have that warm, fuzzy glow. It's very important. That was a great video. So is it going to be something similar to that, or is it going to be
completely different? Yeah.
Storyboarded. Yeah,
it's a different vibe.
Yeah, not really a story as such, but it's a bit darker, a bit. More serious faces in that one, not quite as much jumping around.
Because you did look like you were having a lot of fun. So this is a bit more moody.
I would do that video every day if I could. It'd be a free workout.
Oh, right. Did it take long to shoot the video?
2 days, was it? Overall,
yeah,
two days.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's quite efficient.
The main part of the shooting, anyway, was a couple of days.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The editing after that. Weeks.
Yeah. You don't actually get involved in the editing. That's someone else's job, is it?
No, we do that with Pete.
Oh, right, okay. It's, so it's all in the house. Everything in the house.
Yeah.
So you can't say, right, that's it, take it away and make it brilliant. Yeah.
No, we do that with Pete, yeah.
Got to get involved. Okay, so hopefully this is all going to be coming out in the new year. Have you got a name for the album yet?
No, that'd be silly.
No, a few possibilities, but nothing.
Who names their mini album, their albums, until the day beforehand anyway?
I've no idea, yeah.
No, I know, we've got lots of ideas floating around the pot. But yeah, we're not going to let anything go right yet.
Cool. Sorry. Okay. No problem. We'll find. Well, as soon as we find out, we'll let our listeners know. Understand as well. I am told you had a strange request from a Mexican TV channel.
Did we?
It's possible.
who told you this?
Peter told me this.
Sometimes he keeps secrets from us.
This is probably a story that one of the other two knew.
Probably.
Okay, that sounds like the best question that I've never had answered. So
I'm more intrigued than you are, so I really want to find out.
I think this is a good opportunity to say, do you want to make something up? We don't know. We apparently had a strange request from Mexican set. We're going to try and get to the bottom of that anyway, Peter told me. I don't know whether he just said that so that to persuade me to get you in or not. I don't know. I think I was already sold on the idea, but he did mention that as well. Well, you know, it could be... I don't know, maybe they just want to use your music for some kind of wrestling show or something like that. Are you trying to get hold of Peter now to find out
that
what it is?
That would be great, though. Yeah.
We'll try and do that. We'll try and let our listeners know later in the show what that is.
Yeah.
He's going to say, oh, yeah.
Unless he's
yeah.
talking about the people that did some nice little versions of our video. A few weeks after Supersonic was out, we had some nice.
Oh, really?
Someone made me Bloodseeker. I'm guessing he's from a game or something.
Right, yeah. It doesn't sound like the kind of name I'd choose, but yeah. Was it sort of like a fan-made video then, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah, it's a nice title. I mean, so it could be something like that. You know, it could be a lot worse. It could be that he sold you to the Mexican TV channel, you know. You just don't know what's going on.
Well, if we're going on holiday, I'll find out in half hour. Don't worry.
We'll find out. We'll let people know. Okay. So I guess really the future for the band is all really geared towards getting the album out, and then you haven't booked any gigs yet around it.
No, nothing we released yet because we'll release it all at the same time.
Release date.
Yeah, but we do we like to focus. So we'll focus on. And certain aspects at a time, and once we're ready we'll get this out. We're eager not to take too long either, so
got to get it out, but so we're working hard.
It's always best. Now, we've had a great session from you tonight. It's been great to it's been great to have a chat as well and catch up after so long. We've got quite a few people listening as well online, which is nice. We've got someone called in the chat room as well called Chump Change, who may know you because we've got a little webcam here and they asked me to turn it around, so I'm just turning it around there so that they can
see your
frightened faces. There you go. Hopefully Chump Change hasn't gone away and you can see you now. Right, okay. I've no idea who that is, but we have got Victoria listening in Southampton and Fernando in Argentina. Hello, Fernando.
Hello, guys. Just while you're there, make sure you go and check us out online. So go and listen properly.
Oh, yeah, we'll do the plugs in a minute. We've got Paige in San Francisco listening to you as well, and a lot of other people as well haven't checked in with the name and location, which is nice. Yeah, you're all over the place online, aren't you? I like the fact that you've got a MySpace and you're being fairly game about it, and you've actually got some stuff on your MySpace, haven't you?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's going to come back, I'm telling you.
Wherever we can put anything, yeah.
I heard that MSN is going to come back as well.
That's scary. That's scary, that is.
And MySpace.
Once upon a time, it was only MySpace. They were dark days. But you're everywhere. You're on Tumblr. And you're on Bandcamp, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah. In the old days, we'd go through all the addresses. But of course, you're just typing Killer Tricks into Google now. So as long as people know how to spell Killer Tricks,
then KILLATRIX.
Perfect. 10 out of 10. Excellent. Okay, well, Sam and Cindy, thank you very much for coming in tonight. Do appreciate it. Apologies to the rest of the band because I got the date wrong and had to tell them at the last minute. But they're working as well, so that's the important thing, is that they're... Are they working on the album? Are they putting down anything on the album?
They should.
Or they just...
I just hope so.
Yeah. We're checking up on them now. So.
Well, I think it's only right that they are working hard on the album while you're here promoting the name in other parts of Essex.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. And hopefully we'll get you all back in sometime next year when it's all
definitely.
Done. And we'll have a catch up and we'll have a play of some of the tracks as well. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Bye. By the way, Sam from Killer Tricks has just come back and stuck his head around the corner and said, the Mexican thing, two women want us to go on TV with them, they might be Brazilian. We'll leave it at that.